As of today, it is legal to grow, use, and possess marijuana in Massachusetts. Voters there approved a referendum in November legalizing the drug. And with Maine in the midst of a recount of a similar referendum, it's possible New Hampshire could soon be bordered by two states where pot is legal. New Hampshire remains the only New England state that hasn't decriminalized the drug. That's why Democratic State Senator Jeff Woodburn of Dalton says it's time for the Granite State to pursue legalization. The Senate Minority Leader says he plans to file a bill to create a pathway to marijuana legalization in the state. I spoke with Senator Woodburn about the issue, asking him first to outline what he'll propose in the legislation.
Well, first, the goal is to legalize, regulate, and restrict access to marijuana to children and young people that that shouldn't have it. You know, what's happening around New Hampshire is legalization is occurring, and it's not occurring, generally speaking, in terms of the legislature doing it and the executive branch, but more through referendums and things of that nature. So I think it's important that New Hampshire recognize what's going on around us, but also listen to what the people are asking for. It's important, you know, I'm a civics teacher by background, that we have a legitimate government. That means that the people have been asking in overwhelming surveys that they support marijuana being legalized, and it's important that our elected officials listen to and respond to their desires. You know, but doing it in an orderly fashion is essential. And, you know, what I have in mind, and I'm very flexible, would be a firm date where legalization will occur in the future, but also a commitment of people to be around the table that understand that this date will be coming and that they'll be working seriously to address the vast number of concerns that they have in terms of what would happen with legalization.
Now you've backed marijuana decriminalization in the past, but why now pursue full legalization?
Well, I think now is the time when you look at 25% of our country, marijuana is legal. If you look at all of our neighbors, they are either legal or moving towards legal, including the country of Canada, our neighbor to the north, and the people overwhelmingly want this. And I think as a live-free-or-die state, we ought to let adults make decisions as to what goes in their body. You know, I didn't embrace legalization until more recently. My focus has been on decriminalization, but I think the next logical and natural step is towards a path towards legalization. And that's the important thing, a path towards legalization is, are we going to be in a position where we will plan for the inevitable, which is that the state of New Hampshire will eventually have legal marijuana, and how should we handle it?
Colorado is also legalized marijuana, and it's being reported that pot shops there will see more than $1 billion in sales this year. Do you see this as a potential economic boost to New Hampshire?
There's so many positive reasons for doing this. You know, if you look at does New Hampshire need money? In my view, we do. We spend less per capita than any state in the country. And in terms of substance abuse, addiction, you know, as a teacher, education, law enforcement to put their resources in the right places. But also, what is the biggest problem facing the state of New Hampshire? How do we attract young people, millennials, to New Hampshire? Well, it means getting with some of the things that we need to be doing in terms of being, you know, open and willing. We need to do lots of different things. But one of them is to be progressive around our marijuana laws and allow people to make their own decisions.
What would you say to critics who say, you know, in the midst of an unprecedented opioid crisis, that this is just the wrong time to push legalization?
Well, I think it's absolutely the right time because I do believe that one, our law enforcement resources are going in, are being wasted chasing after marijuana when they should be focusing on what is the bigger issues, and that's what they're doing. And so I think it one's a competition for resources, but secondly, it breaks that connection between the drug dealer and the marijuana user. And I think what we've seen in states that have gone towards legalization is they see the breakdown, a reduction of young people using. It breaks that connection. It pushes the drug dealer further away from the kids. That's what it does. And most important, I think this is the key piece, is the number of people who have been hooked on legal painkillers who then, as we tighten up, as we should, tighten up these regulations, then turn to the street for heroin to replace their legally obtained addiction. So if we want to break the back of the heroin epidemic, we need to do a whole lot of things. And part of that we also need is we need to have money. And taxing this would bring money in for things like drug and alcohol treatment and education and all kinds of other things.
Well, let's talk about the chances on this next session. Governor-elect Chris Sununu says he supports decriminalization but not legalization. And I know I've talked with him recently, and he said it's certainly not a priority for him. What do you see as the realistic possibility for either decriminalization or legalization here in New Hampshire?
Well, I think decriminalization will occur. I think the votes have been there in the House, certainly, and we had the votes in the Senate last time. We got tangled up in a little bit of a bureaucratic maneuvering. I mean, it's an uphill battle to be sure, but these are the kind of discussions, and I'll tell you where I start. I start from perception that I am open to anything. Any idea that wants to be part of this bill, part of the solution, I'm open to. What that date is, who's on the commission, what it would look like, but there has to be an end result that nobody's sitting around here in the state of New Hampshire, not anybody, who's saying marijuana will forever be illegal in the state of New Hampshire. Nobody has ever said that. And if they do, I want to talk to them because I've not heard anybody say that. So the question is, if we all agree that marijuana eventually in the state of New Hampshire and in the entire country of the United States will be legal, then New Hampshire should be on the forefront of defining what we want it to look like, how we're going to regulate it, how we're going to tax it, how we're going to distribute it, what is the process going to look like. These are the practical questions. Putting our head in the sand or in the snow doesn't get us any closer to an efficient way to be able to deal with this issue.
New Hampshire Senator Jeff Woodburn, thanks again.